Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Gimel, 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Beis and Beis, our Mishnah stated that if you find small bundles of wheat in a Rishus Rabbim, the finder can keep it, and Rabbi held that a simon osli daris loyav simon, and therefore he explained that the din of the Mishnah would even be applicable if the bundle was wrapped and originally had a simon, as certainly the bundles will be trampled on, and therefore the owner certainly realized that the simon would likely not stay intact, and therefore he was miayish immediately. However, Rabbi held a simon osli daris have a simon, as the owner still thinks that the simon may survive, and therefore our Mishnah is specifically discussing where the bundle never had a simon, and therefore the owner was miayish, and the finder could keep the bundle of wheat that was found in Rishus Rabim. Keep in mind that based on the Mishnah on Daf Chofei Menal that states that Kriches Birshus Yochid is Neutel Machriz, therefore we said that Rava must hold that Mokim have a simon. However, the Gemara also taught us that Rabba is Cholik and holds Mokim Lo have a simon, and our Gemara now continues Toshma and will ask a question from a Braisa both to Rabba and to Rava, and as we will see, the Braisa will teach us that there is a chiluk between small and larger bundles that are found in Rishus Rabim, and as the Braisa states, Kriches Birshus Rabim Hereil Shaloi Birshus Yochid Neutel Machriz. The first part of this Braisa is exactly like our Mishnah over here, and on Daf Chafei Menal that states when you have small bundles that are found in Rishus Rabim, then you could keep it. However, if they're found in Rishus Yochid, then there is a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, and you have to announce that you found these Kriches in Rishus Rabim. Va'aluma is Bein Rishus Rabim Bein Rishus Yochid Neutel Machriz. However, the Braisa continues and teaches us another din that if there would be larger bundles, then it doesn't make a difference if these bundles were found in Rishus Rabim or in Rishus Yochid, you would have to take them and announce them, and there would be a chiyuv of hashava. And the Gemara now asks a question both on Rabba and on Rava, as Rabba hichim taritzla, v'Rava hichim taritzla, that how would we explain according to Rabba and according to Rava why there would be a chiluk between smaller and larger bundles, as l'chayr in all cases the finder should be able to keep it. And as Rashi states, Rabba da'amah taimed Rishus Rabim mishum l'dudas, according to Rabba that says that the reason why you could keep it in Rishus Rabim is because people will step on the bundle and simon asli daris lo yave simon, so maishna alumos, why would it be different if you have larger bundles? And Rav de Mukum Lekrichas Gesheim by Simon, and according to Rav that said the case of our Mishnah of Krichas Bishus Rabim is talking about a case where there was no Simon, Maishna Krichas, Maishna Alumais, then Lechari Alumais also didn't have a Simon, and why would it be that Yechayev Lachriz? And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Mataris Altameh Besimon, Rav Mataris Altameh Bemakim, according to Rabbah that stated that our Mishnah was talking about a case where the bundles had a Kesher around it, so he will be able to explain that the Seif is also talking about a case where these larger bundles had a Simon around it, and as we will explain in a moment, that simon will stay, and therefore the Braisa teaches us that it's chayv l'hachriz, and Rava mitaritz l'tamei b'makim, and Rava will explain according to his shita that makim have a simon, and although b'negiya small bundles in Rishus Rabim, we have to be choshish that it moved, and therefore the makim is not a simon. However, as the Gemara will explain in a moment, since alumas are very large bundles, and therefore they don't move very easily, and therefore when you find alumas b'Rishus Rabim, makim is a simon, and therefore the chiyav is to be machriz, and there's a chiyav of hashavas aveda, and the Gemara will now continue and explain this further, as Rabbi Mataris L'Tameh B'Simon, Rabbi stated that the ratio of this price is talking about a case where these smaller bundles had a simon, and as we stated, that simon ha'asli daris lo'yav a simon, and therefore, according to Rabbi, Kriches B'Rishus Rabim Harei L'Sholoi, the reason why when you find smaller bundles in Rishus Rabim that you could keep it and there's no chiyav l'hachriz is Mishum de Medrasa, as ultimately, since they're smaller bundles, people will definitely tramp on them, and therefore, as Rabbi holds, that simon ha'asli daris lo'yav a simon, and that's why Harei L'Sholoi. And similarly, in the ratio when we said Bishus Yochid Neutel Machriz, that's because even though they're smaller and people may trample on it, but because these bundles are in a private area, the Loy Medrasa, and people won't trample on it, and therefore, since there is a simon, you have to return it. However, Aluma is Bein Bishus Rav and Bein Bishus Yochid Neutel Machriz, the Seif is stated that if you have larger bundles, it doesn't make a difference if you found them in Bishus Rav or in Bishus Yochid, you have to return it, and there is a Chiva Shava, Kivin Negvi and Loy Medrasa, as Rabba holds that since they're much taller and much larger, so therefore people won't step on them, and they won't be trampled on, and therefore the simon will stay. And since our Mishnah and this Braisa are talking about cases where the bundles had a simon, and that simon won't break, therefore it's not a case of simon la'asli daris, and that's why it's chayv l'hachriz. And the Gemara continues, v'rav mitaritz l'tamei, and according to Rav, holds simon la'asli daris have a simon, and therefore in our Mishnah we said that we're talking about a case where there was no simon. We explained that l'fi Rav, the reason why if you find kriches b'shus yachid, you have to be neutel machriz, is because makam is a simon. So the Gemara explains that this Braisa is also talking about a case where the Kriches and these Alumais did not have any simon, and the only possible simon is the Makim, and therefore Kriches B'Rishus Rabim Harei L'Sholoi the Mishtafa, that the reason why our Mishnah and the Reish of the Braisa states that Kriches B'Rishus Rabim is Sholoi and you don't have to return it is because they will be kicked around, and as Rashi says, Mizgalga B'Raglei Adam V'Hima, that they'll be be kicked around and it'll roll based on people kicking it and animals kicking it. And therefore won't be found in the original spot that it was, and mokim can't be a simin. However, and that's why the Mishnah Daf Chaf Hei and the second part of the ratio of this brisa states that if one finds krikos b'shus yochid, you have to return it, as ultimately there aren't many people there and there aren't a lot of animals there. Therefore, although there's no actual simin on the krikos itself, but ultimately the person will be able to give a simin as to where he placed his items, and Rava l'shitasai that mokim have a simin. However, Rava will explain that the sefer the brisa that states how lumais when you have larger bundles of grain bein b'shus rabim bein b'shus yochid, and it doesn't make a difference if you have found it b'shus rabim or b'shus yochid, noitel machris, that you have to take them and be machris. And even though according to Rava it must be that these krichos or these alumais did not have any simin, as if they had a simin, Rava holds that simin ha'asaludaris have a simin, and therefore in the ratio of krichos b'shus rabim the din should be that yichayv l'machris. Therefore, certainly the brisa talk about a case where there was no simin, and the reason why when you have larger bundles of tua and you found it in Rishis Rabin or in Rishis Yochid, they have to return it, is Kivin the Akiri Leim Mishrava, that since these bundles are very heavy, therefore they won't be kicked around, and therefore they will stay in the same spot that you placed it. And since Rava holds Makam Havasimin, therefore the din is Naitul Machriz, and is a Chiva Vashavas Aveda. The Gemara will now continue and bring a raya against Rabba, and Rabba Shita was that Simin Ha'asli Doris Loy Havasimin. And the Gemara begins Tashma, I'll bring a raya from a Mishnah against Rabba, as the Mishnah stated, Kikari Shal Nachtam Harei Lo Shaloi, that if someone found professionally baked loaves of bread, then you could keep it because they all look the same. And we could be medayik hashel baal bayis chayv lahakriz. But if you found bread which was of a baal bayis and which was privately baked, then since each loaf looks different and each person bakes their bread differently, so you have a responsibility to announce it. And is a chiyav of hashavas aveda. And the Gemara points out shel baal bayis my taima. What is the reason that you have to return privately baked loaves of bread? Keeping the ispu simin, as there is a simin, the meidi adi rifta inish inishu, as everyone knows the type of bread that each person bakes, and therefore they have a specific simon, Veloishna Rishis Rabin, Veloishna Rishis Yachid, Neutel Machriz, and the Mashmois is that it doesn't make a difference if you found this loaf of bread in Rishis Rabin or in Rishis Yachid. In either case, you have a Chiv of Hashavas Aveda, and you have to return the bread. And certainly when there is a loaf of bread in Rishis Rabin, it will be trampled on either by people or by animals. And Lechir, according to Rabbah, we should state that Simon Asli Doris Loyav Simon, and why should have to return this loaf of bread? And Alma, Simon Asli Doris have a simon, and therefore, from this diak that we made from our Mishnah, we have a raya against Rabba. And the Gemara answers, Amlecha Rabba. Rabba will respond, Hasam Hayo Taima Mishum De'im Avir Not Lechlin. Now, though certainly I hold that Simon Asli Doris Lo Yavi Simon, however, we are not concerned that someone will actually step on a loaf of bread because there's a din that Im Avir Not Lechlin. And Rashi says, Hamoitzi Lechlin Bederech, that if someone finds bread or finds food in the street, Ein Rishai Lava Aleim, you can't pass by them, Ula Nichab Sham, and leave them there, Hilkach Loi Nidrusu, therefore, no one will step on them. Shemisha Matsan Rishain Igbion, as the first person that will find the loaf of bread will lift it up. And then Rashi continues, Im Avir Al Eichlin, Lav Lashin Drisahu, this is not a Lashin that you can't step on food, El Kamoi, Im Avir Al Mitzvah, this is a Lashin of Im Avir Al Mitzvah, which means that you can't pass by a mitzvah, and over here also a person can't pass by a loaf of bread without lifting it up. And therefore, Rabbi explains, when you find Kikari Shel Baal Bayis in Rishis Rabim, you still chayv lahachriz, as certainly it won't be crushed, as no one will step on it, and therefore the shape of the bread will still be a simon for the Baal Bayis, and is a chiyav hashava because im avirin ala eichlin. And the Gemara continues va'ikin nachrim, and as Taisa states, pirish yidrusu anachrim kaidim shiyavei sham shum yisrael ve'abia. At luchiri, you should not have to return kikari shel Baal Bayis, as potentially a yid wouldn't come first, and a goy will be the first one who actually gets to that area, and a goy won't have a problem with im avirin ala eichlin, and therefore he may step on it, and therefore he'll crush the simon. And luchiri, according to Rabba, we should still say that simon ha'asli daris le'avi simon. And the Gemara answers, Nachrim Chayish L'Kshafim, that Nachrim was superstitious, and therefore they were Chayish for Kishuf. And as Rashi says, Svurim Shemachas L'Kshafim Hun Kulusham, that they would think that someone that was doing Kishuf placed this loaf of bread there, Kedei L'Hachshal Adarsum Aleim, in order that someone that steps on this loaf of bread, this spell will attach to them, and he nami the Imagbina Isam, even though they're not concerned about the Issa of Imagbina Al-Eichlin, and therefore they won't lift it up. However, Miu L'Darsi Aleim Mashum Kshafim, but they definitely won't step on it, and therefore this simon will remain intact, and it's not not a case of simon ha'asli daris, and the Gemara asks for ikka behemul klavim, but the mice that are animals and dogs that are around, and they will go and trample on this loaf of bread, and l'chiria, according to Rabu, holds simon ha'asli daris, loyal v'simon, it should not be a simon, and why should it be that you have to return kikari shel balabayas? And the Gemara answers, ba'asul l'shchicha behemul klavim, we're talking about an area where there weren't behemoths or klavim around, and therefore we don't have to be choshish that maybe an animal would trample on this loaf of bread. Before we continue, let's just go back to the original question of the Gemara. And Rashi points out that although our Gemara's question was from a diak from our Mishnah on the Chaf Alfam Beis of Kikri Shel Nachtam Harel Shaloi, and we Medaya Koshel Baal Bayis Chayv Lachriz, but Lemaisa Afagad Behedi Tani Lav Masisin, Lemaisa is a Mefurish Mishnah on the Chaf Heim Manav, where the Mishnah tells us Kikar Shel Baal Bayis is Chayv Lachriz. And Rashi explains, I did knock at Loisve Mureisha Krichus Bishis Rabim, the Isimina Rava, that since we asked the question on Rava from the Reisha, therefore Nokunami, we also bring down the Reisha, La Suve Lurabo, Miduki the Reisha, Ayin Sham. And also, Ayin and Taisis Dimam Asalva, Ikunachim Dola Ichbislu, where Taisis is bothered that Lachiria, we're talking about a mitzvah deraisa of Ashava Saveda, and Lachiria, by a mitzvah deraisa, we should go to Chumra, and therefore, how could the Gemara ask that potentially a guy came and trampled on this bread, and therefore, the person that found this item should be able to keep it? If Lachiria, we should say just the opposite, that we should look at the Rav Yisraelim and say that likely a Yisrael actually passed by first and lifted up this loaf of bread, and therefore you should be chayav b'shavas aveda ayin and taisvis. And as akdama to the next gemara, let's just recall that Rabba said the simon ha'asli daris lo yavi simon. Rava holds that simon ha'asli daris havi simon. In addition, Rabba holds that mokim lo yavi simon. Rava held that mokim havi simon. And we also just saw the concept of a mavirin al eichlin, and potentially there will be a tzad that mavirin al eichlin. And the gemara will discuss a new concept called simon haba me'ilav, and that refers to a type of simon where this simon could have come by itself. For example, in our Mishnah where we spoke about matzah eagle of a teche cheres or kikoy of a teche mais, this shard of earthenware could have gotten into the eagle shell dvela, or the money could have fallen into the kikoy by itself. And this type of simon is called the simon haba me'ilav. And even though Reuben claims that I placed this shard of earthenware into the eagle shell dvela, or I placed this money into the kikoy, l'chayre we should say that maybe it happened by itself, and therefore it should not be a simon. And we will see that potentially there's a machlekes if we hold that simon haba me'ilav is considered a valid simon, or do we say that that's not considered a good enough simon? And the Gemara will now continue and bring us two different versions of the next Gemara. And the first part of the Gemara starts, Lemi Katanoi, let us say that the machlekes between Rabba and Rava, if we say simon ha'asli daris is havi simon or loyavi simon, is actually machlekes tanoim. As Rabbi Huda Ime in our Mishnah we saw, Rabbi Huda stated, kol davar sheyesh bo shinui chayav l'hachriz, that any time you have something which has a shinui, then you chayav l'hachriz as there is a simon. And Rabbi Huda continued and said, Ketzad, that what are examples of kol davar sheyesh bo shinui and matzah eagle v'teche cheres, if you found a gula dvela and inside it was a shard of earthenware or kikar v'teche mais, or you found a loaf of bread and there was money inside it, so you chayav l'hachriz. And mechlal, the Tanakama sava harei l'shaloi, and it's mashma from the Mishnah that Tanakama would argue in Rabbi Huda, and he would hold that you would not have to return this item, and you could keep this item even though there is some sort of a simon in the bread or in the igul advela. The Gemara will now try to show that the shita of Rabbi Huda is like Rava, that simon ha'asli daris is havi simon, and the shita of the Tanakama is like Rabba, that simon ha'asli daris lo yavi simon. As the Gemara explains, Savru, we thought the kuli alma simon haba me'ilav havi simon, that all agree that even though the cheres that got into the eagle or the mois that got into the kikar is a simon haba me'ilav, as it could have fallen there by itself, everyone would agree that it's considered simon umavirin al eichlin, and also that you could walk by eichlin and potentially not pick up eichlin, and therefore we have to be worried that this igulid vela or the kika was trampled on and potentially the simon was lost. And my lab the simon asli daris come up, and let us say the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is benegayah simon asli daris masav loyav simon. The Tanakam holds that simon asli daris is not considered simon, and he holds like Rabba, and therefore he holds harel shaloi umasav havi simon. And Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabba that simon asli daris havi simon, and therefore you be chayav lachriz. And Amrav Zvid mishmeid Rabba, but Rav Zvid said the name of Rava, and of course Rava is going l'shitasai that he holds simon ha'asli daris havi simon. And he explains isak adaitach the kasava tanakama simon ha'asli daris le'avi simon. If you would say that Tanakama holds that simon ha'asli daris is not considered simon, and then Tanakama holds like Rabba, and Tanakama also holds marvirin al eichlin that you don't have to pick up food when you pass by it, and potentially someone trampled on this food, therefore our Mishnah is talking about a case of simon ha'asli daris, then kikar shel balabayis bishus rabim m'may machriz, then how could it be that Tanakama states on daf kafei m'alav that when you find privately baked loaves of bread, then you have to announce it, even though you found the Rishis Rabbim, and even though someone likely trampled on it, and we should say that simon ha'asli daris lo And if someone found privately baked bread in Rishis Rabim, they should be able to keep it as well. Therefore, you can't explain that Tana Kama holds that Simon Hasel Ladarius Lo Yavis Simon. And therefore, the Gemara continues and explains Elam Razvid Mishmeidu Rava. Therefore, Razvid explains the machlekes between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Huda and our Mishnah, and he explains this in the name of Rava, the Kuli Al Masavri Simon Hasel Ladarius Havis Simon. That really everyone agrees that when you have a Simon that's Hasel Ladarius, it is definitely going to be a Simon like Rava Lishitasai Umavir Na Loichlin, and they also hold that you could pass over Oichlin and you don't have to pick it up, and therefore it's a possibility that someone actually trampled on these loaves of bread. And the machlekes between Rabbi Huda and Tanakama is gufa if a simon abame elov is considered a simon or not considered a simon. As Tanakama saw, a simon abame elov lo yave simon. In the case where you found cheres in the eagle dvela or you found mice in the kika, even though someone may trample on it, but lemaisa we hold the simon hasolidarius have a simon, and really this should be a valid simon. However, the Tanakama holds that since it's a simon abame elov, so therefore it's not even considered a simon at all. Rabbi Huda saw have a simon, and Rabbi Huda holds that even though it's a simon habame ilov, it is considered a simon, and ultimately, even though people will trample on it, but lemaisa we hold like Rava that simon ha'asal ledaris have a simon, and that's why Rabbi Huda hold that matzah eagle of teicha cheres or kika of teicha mais, that you still have to return it. And we explain the concept of simon habame ilov like Rashi, and ayin and tachis at the bottom of daf chaf gimel malav simon habame ilov have a simon pirish Rashi the l'shem simon nasu sham v'le nafu me'ilov the kasha and tachis is the in derech lasses mais bekika l'simon. It's not a normal thing to place money inside a loaf of bread as a simon. Eliyesh Leiman, and therefore Taisa explains the ema yadushinaf leisham that we will say that he knew that it fell in there, and even though it actually fell there by itself and it fell there in Mela, it still is considered simon as lemaisa he knew that there was money that fell into the skika. And according to Tanakhama that holds it's not a simon, kivin rugilus love him elov, as since it's normal for money to sometimes fall into a loaf of bread, mistama le yada kivin shein nikah bechutz, as since it's not noticeable from the outside, so likely he doesn't know about it, and therefore you could keep this kikar. And the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, and others have a version of this Gemara as follows, Savru, that we originally thought, the Kuli Alma Simen Abame Elov Havi Simen, that everyone agrees that a Simen Abame Elov is considered a valid Simen, Vesimen Asal Ladaris Leavi Simen, and all agree to Rabba that Simen Asal Ladaris is not considered a Simen, and my Lab, Mavir Na Leichlin Kamifgi, and the basis for the Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda is Benegay the Din of Mavir Na Leichlin, the Masav of Mavirin, as the Tanakam hold that you're able to be Mavir Na Leichlin. Therefore, it's likely that someone will trample on these items, and since we hold Simon Asal Ladaris Leav Simon, therefore there's no longer a Simon on these items, and that's why you could keep it. Umasava Imavirin, and Rabbi Huda holds that the din is Imavirin Aloichlin, and therefore someone will definitely pick it up, and you don't have to be chayshish that these items were trampled on, and therefore it is a valid Simon, and that's why you would have to return these items. And of course, once again, this would work out very well according to Shitas Rabbah that Simon Asal Ladaris Leav Simon, but according to this explanation, both the Tanakama and Rabbi Huda are being chaylik on Rabbah, and they would hold Simon Asal Ladaris Leav Simon, and L'chir Rava says that Simon Asal Ladaris Havi Simon, and therefore Amar Zvid Mishmeid Rava. Once again, Rav Zvid comes and says the name of Rava that it can't be that that's pshat and machleik is between Tanakama and Rabbi Huda, as Isak Kedaitach Savat Tanakama Simon Asal Ladaris Leav Simon, as if you would have a Havmin and the Tanakama actually holds like Rabbah that if there's a Simon Asal Ladaris that's not considered Simon Umavirin Al Eichlin, and he also holds that you could pass by Eichlin and you don't have to lift it up, and therefore we have to be chayshish that someone trampled on this food. Kikar Shel Balabayis Bishus Rava My Makris. So why would the Mishnah that Chafei Amin Alav tell us that Lufida Tanakama there would be a Chiv Hashava when someone finds privately baked bread because there is a Simon? If L'chayr it'll be trampled on, and we said Simon Asal Ladaris Leav Simon. Once again, based on this question, Elam Ravzvid Mishbeid Rava the Kuli Alma Sava Simon Asal Ladaris Havi Simon. That really Tanakama and Rabbi Huda both agree to my Shita that when there's a Simon Asal Ladaris that would be a valid Simon Umavir Na Eichlin, and they also agree that it can be Mavir Na Eichlin, and you don't have to lift up the Eichlin, and therefore we always have to be chayshish that someone trampled on these items, and that's why in the Mishnah on Daf Chafei Medal, if we state that if you have privately baked bread, then even though that someone may trample on it, but lemaisa we hold like Rava that Simon Asal Ladaris have a Simon, and that's why you have a Chiyuv to return it. The Hacha b'Simon Abame Ilov k'mifgid and Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda is specifically b'negiya Simon Abame Ilov. The Tanakam saw Simon Abame Ilov le'av a Simon, as Tanakam holds that Simon Abame Ilov is not considered Simon. Therefore, even though there's cheres in the eagle or there's mice in the kika, and even if they would be trampled on, but Simon Asal Ladaris have a Simon, but ultimately this Simon is not a Simon at all, and therefore the Rabbanon hold that you could keep it and you don't have to return it. However, Rabbi Huda Sava have a Simon, Rabbi Huda holds that Simon Abame Elov is a valid Simon, and therefore you have to return it. Lemaisa, at this point, the Gemara still has a problem with Rabbah, as how will Rabbah explain the Mishnah Daf Chaf Hei Amin Aleph? And the Gemara explains, Rabbah will respond, the Kuli Alma Simon Asal Ladaris Leav a Simon, as really both both Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda agree to me that Siman Asa L'Doris is not considered a Siman, Be'im Avir Al Eichlin, and L'maisa it's also to walk past Eichlin, and therefore people will pick it up, and therefore you don't have to be choshish that maybe someone trampled on this food. That is why the Mishnah on Daf Chafeim and Aleph teaches us that when you have Kikar Shel Balabayis, that you have to return them, as even though you found the Rishus Rabbim, but L'maisa Im Avir Al Eichlin, and therefore no one will trample on them, and since Kikar Shel Balabayis have a Siman, therefore certainly these loaves of bread will retain their Siman, and that's why there's a Chi of L'Hachriz. And Rabbi continues, V'hachro B'Siman Abba Me'ilav Kamifri, and in our Mishnah, the Machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is Gufa, if the Siman is considered Siman, as it's a Siman Abba Me'ilav, as Tanakam Asav, a Siman Abba Me'ilav Le'yav a Siman, Tanakam hold this Siman that's Abba Me'ilav is not considered Siman, and that's why Harei Lushaloi, Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Havi Siman, Rabbi Yehuda says it's Chayv L'Hachriz, because the Siman Abba Me'ilav is considered Siman. And the Gemara stated, Allah Marzvid Mishmed Rava, that really everyone agrees that Mavir Nala Ichlin, and the Shittim Kubetzes brings down from Ritzbach that the Leipolig Rava Amayda Kaimelon Eim Avin Al Eichlin, that certainly Rava is not chilek on the din of Eim Avin Al Eichlin, as we see this concept in other places in Shas, and therefore Alahachah Hachikama the Efshid Mavirin claiming the Mahachah Lavech Riach Lameima Eim Avin, that Lameisa from Al Gemara there's no Raya, and you don't have to be Muchach to say that everyone holds Eim Avin Al Mitzvahs, the Beim Avin or Bein Eim Avin Le Nafkala Midi, and all that the Gemara is saying that doesn't make a difference if you hold Mavirin Al Eichlin or Eim Avin Al Eichlin, then in any case the Simon Asli Darius have a Simon, that Lameisa, since we hold Siman Asli Daris, therefore would be a Siman, El Piktayu, Mehoyakan Siman Klal, Kivinshu Asu Me'ilav, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Omer Razvid Mishmed Rava, Razvid said over the name of Rava, Klal Adai Vedasa, the Klal for Naveda is, Kivin the Omer Vaileg Lechasaran Kis, Miyayish Laminei, that once someone says, woe to me that I lost this money, then it's considered that he was Miyayish, and the Chiv of Hashavas Aveda would not apply, and Lechiril, if you Rava Lishitasa, that holds that Yush Lamidas have a Yush, then maybe what Rava is saying is that Klal Adai Vedasa, that this is a general rule by an Aveda, and even if someone found this item before the person was Miyayish, but since Lamaisa, once the person finds out that he lost the item, he will say by Luchasar and Kis, then certainly it is considered Yish, even from this point, as Yish Lemidas have a Yish. And the Ran points out that Leidami Legzela, the Leikani by Yish, and even though Benegay Gzela, Yish Bechti is Leikani, the Hassam Hayan Taim Mashun Rivisur Asli Ade, Avahachabetir Asli Ade, and therefore anyone that finds it will be Kaina. And the Ritva points out that the only time that we require a person to say Vaili the Chasaran Kis is Ludovish Yesh by Simon, who to be in the Lemahachi, the Ludovish Aim by Simon, but if the item doesn't have a Simon, Loy be in on Ada Omar, Elakimin the Yoda Bavidasa, Havi Yish, Uchin Muchach El, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Vamar Razvid Mishmed Rava, and Razvid also said over the name of Rava, and let's remember that Rava holds Simon Asli Doris, Havi Simon, therefore we explain that our Mishnah that said that you don't have to return Krichit Bishis Rabim is talking about a case that these bundles did not have a Simon. Therefore, Razvid tells us Hilchasa Krichus Bishus Rabim Harel Shaloi, that if you find bundles that did not have a simon in Rishus Rabim, then you could keep it. However, as we also learned beforehand, Rava hold that Makim have a simon, and therefore if you found Krichus Bishus Yachid that do not have a simon, but the Makim is a simon, that Iderek Nefila Harel Shaloi, if you found it in a way that it looks strewn about, and therefore it's clear that the bundles weren't just placed there, so a Makim would not be a simon, and therefore you could keep it, Iderek Hanacha, but if the bundles were placed in a specific manner, therefore the Makim would be a simon, and therefore Neutral Machriz Vizev Vizab Bedavashim Bisimin. And as we explained, in all these cases we're talking about Krichos that did not have a simon, Al Bedavashish by Simon. But if these bundles would have a simon, Loishnam Bishus Rabim, Loishnam Bishus Yachid, it doesn't make a difference if you found a Rishus Rabim or Rishus Yachid, Bain Derek Nafilo, Bain Derek Hanacha, the Chayav Lahachriz, as Rava holds Simon Hasalidaris, Havi Simon. And Rashi points out, E Derek Hinuach, Neutral Machriz, and Rashi explains the same way he explained the Daf Chaf Bez on Bez, that when you call it out, you say, I found something in a specific spot, and then the person will come and say that I lost a bundle of wheat over there. V'leinichem sham, and Rashi is bothered. Why do you take it? If l'chir is derech nuach, maybe the owner will come back for them. However, Rashi says that you don't leave it there. Shem yimtzeim akun v'yitleim, because maybe a goy will come and take it. And in addition, v'shem is shachem ha'baylim, and maybe the baylim actually forgot them, and they won't actually come back, and therefore you have to take it and you have to announce. And Ayin Tais Ritter points out that Rav Zvid said over the name Rava Hilchasa Kriches Bishus Rabim Harei L'Shaloi, and l'chir it comes out that Rav is passing like himself and kasher. That in the Chanam we should only be Gerus Amar Zvid and not Amar Zvid Mishmed Rava, Oi Amar Zvid Mishmed Rav Papa, Ayin Sham. And we continue on Daf Chaf Gimel Beis, and the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah, Machrej Shel Dogim, that if someone finds strings of fish, then you don't have to return it. And the Gemara asks, Amai Lehevi Kesha Simon, that why don't you have to return it if Lechayr, the knot that is made on these strings should be a Simon? And the Gemara answers, Tzaida, we were talking about a fisherman's knot, and this was the standard knot that everyone made, and therefore that wasn't a simon, to Kuli Alma Hachim Katre, and this is the standard way that a fisherman would tie his knots. And the Gemara asks, will a heavy minion simon, and the count and the number of fish that is on that string should be a simon? And the Gemara answered, B'minyan deshavin, that this was also the standard number that people would tie onto a string in that area. And Ayin in Tap Taisis, Dibel Maschel, Machrezu Shaldogam, Ariel Shaloi, where Taisis points out, who had been Machrezu Shalbazo, and the same din would apply by the string of Basa, Kit Amit Sefta, and Taisis is B'negated din of Basa Shinis Alman Ayin, that we find that if you have Basa that's on a string, that that is a simon. And Taisis says, V'yeshlaim, Agab Basa Shinis Alman Ayin, Hekilo Tvei, that B'negay of Basa Shinis Alman Ayin, we are more makel, Dein Allah Kurab, when the part of Rav Hechi Achel Bisra, Mashma Danan Shapa Achlinon, and since really the Allah is that we don't really have any problem with Basa Shinis Alman Ayin, and therefore we're much more makel B'negay Allah is of Basa Shinis Alman Ayin, and although B'negay and Aveda, a Machay Shel Basa would not be a valid simon, however, B'negay of Basa Shinis Alman Ayin, that would be a valid simon. And the Gemara continues, B'yim Minim Rav Sheshes, they ask a question of Rav Sheshes, Minyan have a simon, or Loy have a simon, would a count of some item be a simon, or would not be a simon? And the Gemara tells us, Amalur Rav Sheshes, or Rav Sheshes responded to them, Tanisu, that we learned this din in a Brisa, as the Brisa states, Matze Kli Chesav, Chlenish Choshes, Gastrin Shal Aiva, Vichol Kli Matchais, Hareza Loyachse, Ashi Yitin Ois, Ashi Chav Mishkloisav, that if someone found silver or copper kalim, or he found broken piece of lead, or he found any type of metal keli, then you don't have to return that kli until the person gives you a simon, or he tells you their exact weight. Therefore, we see that if someone gives the actual weight of an item, that is considered a simon, or mishkal have a simon, and since we see that weights is considered a simon, so mida or minyan, not may have a simon, and therefore, we also know that mida as well as minyan would be a simon as well. And keep in mind, alifizeh, when we said that machrej shel dogim, harei lo shaloi, we would also have to say that not only was the count of fish on the string the same, but the basic mishkal and mida were also the same by all fishermen, as otherwise there would be a simon and you would have to return it. And Ayin Tesu points out, when the mishkal have a simon, mida minyan nami have a simon, mashman the mida adifa, that we see that mida is greater than mishkal, v'in taima v'arminon, but we will say on dafchav chesim na'af, v'yinasin la'im mishkal esav, v'lo'ilayim imidas arka v'rachbay, mashman the mishkal have a simon tvei, so we see that weights is a better simon than the actual measurements of an item. V'yishloimen harimilu beged, the inderach lishkal, hasam vade mishkal adiv, that b'negei a beged, with not normal to weigh a beged, therefore certainly mishkal would be better. However, b'negei a kli, where it's more normal to know the weight of a kli than to know the mida, then certainly the measurements of a kli is a better simon than mishkal. However, Ayin Ramban, who actually points out, based on this question, that the word mida over here doesn't mean the measurements, or perish mida kugoyin saw peiris uchiyetzabai, that's talking about the measurement of the amount of peiris that this kli could hold. And Ramban points out that you can't say it means midas arka v'rachbay based on the Gemara on Daf Chav Chesim Nalaf as Taisis is. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, v'chaticha shel basa, and if someone found pieces of meat, then you don't have to return it as there's no simon. And the Gemara asks, amai l'havim mishkal as a simon, the lechari, the weight of the meat should be a simon. And the Gemara answered, b'mishkal of the shavin, that our Mishnah is discussing a case where a person found a piece of meat that is in the standard weight that people would cut their meat. And for example, butchers would cut 1 pound pieces of meat, and you found 1 pound piece of meat, and therefore, of course, there's no simon. And the Gemara continues and asks, "V'tehevi chaticha gufa simon, let the actual type of meat and the cut of this meat be a simon." And for example, "Oida dafka oida atma," either it was the neck of the animal, or as Rashi said, "Dafka could mean like the flanking or the flank." Or someone will come and say they lost a side of meat. And l'chayr, if someone comes and tells us that they lost a specific type and specific cut of meat, then l'chayr they should be believed, and that should be a simon. And why do we say that you could keep a chaticha shabasa? And the Gemara continues and wants a proof from a bride, that if someone wants to give a simon as to what part of the fish was lost or what part of an animal was lost, that would be a valid simon. As midlay tanya, didn't we learn in the brisa, matzah chatichas dogim, if you found pieces of a fish or some agaris chatichas basa v'dag noshach, or you found a fish where it was bit into chayv l'hachris, you do have to announce it. And the Gemara understands that this piece of fish only had this simon, and the only simon that a person had regarding this fish was as to what part of the fish was lost, either was from the head or from the tail. And we see that the din is that Yechayev Lahachriz, and Chavi Shel Yayim, Vishel Shemen, Shel Tzfuah, Vishel Greg, Vishel Zesim, Harei L'Shloi. However, if someone lost a barrel of wine, of oil, of grain, of dried figs, or of olives, so there is no simon, and therefore, Harei L'Shloi, you could keep it. And Lemaisa, we see from this Brisa that you have to return chatichas dogim, and the Gemara answers hachamayiskina b'dikas simanim b'pasko, that over here we're talking about that there is a simon, but the simon is not which part of the fish it came from or which part of the animal this buster came from, but the simon was in the way that this buster was caught and the way that this fish was caught. Ki hadu Rav Bar Huna machtech le atlasa kanasa, and just like we find that Rav Bar Huna had a minig that when he would send buster in the hands of a goy to his wife, then he would cut up his meat in the shape of a triangle, and this way it wasn't a problem. Basher sin salman ayin, and as Rashi Masechta Schulin said that he would do this to all his meat, so people that were part of his household shouldn't steal this meat from him, as everyone will know that it belongs to him. And as the Gemara continues, dekanami dektoni dumi the dag noshach shma mina, and I'll bring you raya that since the Brisa gave us two examples, number one chatichas dogim and number two dag noshach, therefore just like the dag noshach, the simon was that was bitten in a certain way, and that was the simon. Therefore, by chatichas dogim, the simon wasn't the part of the fish that it came from, but the simon was the way it was cut. And in chinami, if you'd find basa that was cut a specific way, that would be an actual simon, and therefore you would have to announce it, and you would not be able to keep it. And the Gemara continues, Amar, we just stated that chavi shel yayim v'shel shemen v'shel tzur v'shel gregu v'shel zesim harei l'shloi, that you could keep it as it doesn't have a simon. And the Gemara asks a question for the Mishnah daf chafeyam and alav, as batnam we learned kadi yayim and kadi shemen chayv lachris, that you do have to return jugs of wine and jugs of oil. And the Gemara answers, Amar zir amrav masisim b'rashim, that the reason why the Mishnah daf chafeyam and alav says that yichayv lachris is because we're dealing with a case where the jug was resealed. As Rashi explains, chavi yaseim shel cheres hayu, their barrels were made out of earthenware, the gufnei samel gufas cheres, and they would stop up the barrel of wine with a plug of earthenware in order to make sure that this plug stayed in. And they would seal the barrel and they would seal the plug with tit in order to make sure that the reich hayayin and the fragrance of the wine would not escape. And when a wine wholesaler would sell these barrels to a person during Shvat or to Nisan, and he would sell 10 or 15 at one time, then he would take out these plugs and they would taste the yayin to make sure that it was good and make sure it was fresh. And they would then reseal these barrels, and of course that seal would not be as good as the first one, and therefore it was noticeable that this was a resealed barrel. And the storekeepers that bought these barrels in bulk from the wholesaler would now carry them and bring them to their homes. And therefore Rashi explains that the Mishnah Daf Chaf Hei that states Kadi Yayim v'Kadi Shemen Chayv L'Hachriz, and he explains Masisim v'Chaviz v'Shuma v'Hainu Simen Shiyesh Reishmin, there are some that reseal it, v'Yesh Neisnes v'Psucha, and there's some that don't reseal it l'Meichem Yad, in order to be able to sell the wine immediately. The Gemara continues, Michlal, the Brisa b'Pesuach, are you telling me that the Brisa is talking about a case where all of these barrels were left wide open, and that's why the Brisa stated Chaviz Shel Yayim Shel Shemen Shel Tfu V'Shel Greg V'Shel Zesim Harei L'Shaloi, and you could keep it? But L'Chayu, that would be Pashit, as Ibn Pesuach Aveda Midasi, and as Rashi says, Shenicha Psucha, V'chol Shkotzim V'Rimasim V'Nachashim Shoysim Mena, and certainly the din is Harei L'Shaloi, and it's not a Chiddush. And on Rab Hoshea B'Matzev, Rab Hoshea says that the Brisa is not talking about a case where the barrels were wide open, but the plug was put into the barrel and just wasn't resealed. Therefore, as Rashi says, Simon Lekka, there is no Simon, V'Aveda Midas, Nami Lekka, and it's also not Aveda Midas, as it's still protected from Shkotzim V'Rimasim, and therefore the Brisa is B'Chadish Harei L'Shaloi. And the Gemara continues, Abaya Amar Afilu Tamei Idim Idim Brashim. Really, we could say that the Brisa and the Mishnah are both talking about a case where the barrels were resealed. That depends at what time of the season that you actually found these barrels. As if you found the barrels prior to the opening of the season, then certainly it belongs to a specific person, and it's much easier to find that person. And since not many people were buying barrels at that time, so the reishim is a simon. However, once it's already the season, and there are many buyers of wine at that time, so even though you'll find a barrel that has a reishim and was resealed, that would not necessarily be an actual simon, because at this time of the year, there are many barrels that are resealed, and therefore a reishim is not a simon. And the Mishnah Daf Chaf Hei that stated, is talking about Kodim Shinuftuchwa Itzreis, and the Brisa that states that you don't have to return it is La'ach Shinuftuchwa Itzreis. And the Gemara continues, Ki Hadar Rav Yaakov Ba'Abba Eshka Chavita Dechamro La'ach Shinuftuchwa Itzreis. And Rav Yaakov Ba'Abba actually found a barrel of wine, and it was after that it was Niftuchwa Itzreis. Therefore, Roishim is not a simon, and Asl Kameid Abaya, and he asked the Shaila to Abaya, and Amalei, and Abaya responded to him, Zil Shekoil Nafshach, that you could go and take the barrel for yourself, as L'maisa Roshim is not a simon, since it's already Ach Shinuftuchwa Itzreis. We explain our Gemara based on Rashi. However, Taisa said, "Rashim shekol balabayis oisu rishimasa mishuna mishal chaveri," that every person that makes this Rashim makes it differently, and therefore that's a simon. And the Habmina of the Gemara was that in the Mishnah, there was actually a Rishim, and therefore there was a Simin, and the Braisa, it was talking about a case where there was no Rishima, and the Gemara asked on that, the Lachiris Aveda Midas, on that Abaye stated that Filu Rishim Le'av a Simin, Achash Niftuchah Itzreis, that even if there was a seal, then it's not considered a Simin once there was Niftuchah Itzreis, Shal Baal Bayis Echad Meich Lahabich Anvanim, as even though every single wholesaler makes a different Rishim, however, ultimately, since it's after the season already started, each wholesaler is now selling his barrels of wine to multiple different storekeepers, and therefore the Braisa teaches us that even if you find that barrel of wine and it has a Rishim, you still do not have a chiyuv to return it to the owner, because l'maisa, that Rishim is not a simon, since there are many storekeepers that now have barrels of wine that have the same Rishim and have the same seal from that same wholesaler. And Ayin Tesis who says, Upirish Rashi Ein Nira Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, Bayim Nira Bibi Rav Nachman. Rabbi Bibi asked the following question from Rav Nachman, Mokim have a simon, is a Mokim a simon like Rav stated before, or Lo Yav a simon, or is it like Rabba that Lo Yav a simon? Our Malayan Rav Nachman responded to Rabbi Bibi, Tanisu, that we learned this din in the Braisa, as we stated, Matzah Chav Shel Yayim, Shel Shem, Shel Tzvu, Shel Greg, Shel Zaytzim, Harei Elu Shaloi, V'Yisak HaDaitach, the Mokim have a simon, and if you're going to tell me that Mokim is a simon, Lichrei is Mokim, let a person announce they found something in a specific spot, as Rashi explained, and then the person will come and say, I lost a barrel of wine, and that itself should be a simon. Lichrei, we have a raya to the tzad of Rabba, the Mokim Lo Yav a simon, and Amrav Zvid, and Rav Zvid responded, Hachamai Eskina, Barakted in Hara, that really I could tell you that generally Mokim is a simon, and the reason why in the Braisa we stated that he found barrels of wine that's not considered a simon, and Harei Elu Shaloi, is because we're talking about a case where you found these barrels by the port, and they were right next to a river, and as Rashi states, Vayayim Bola Ir Besfina, and wine was transported to the city in a ship, Vayalechim Mefanim Asfino Menichon Asfas Anar, and the one that bought the wine would place all the barrels next to the river, Vinoisin Achas Achas, and then they would remove one at a time, Upal Mishashaykh, and there are times that they could forget it, and therefore there were so many barrels over there, and so many people that owned those barrels, therefore Mokim is not a simon. And Omra Mori, my time, Omra Rabbanan Raks in Har, Loyav a simon. And why is it that Rabbanan stated that when you buy the port, there is no simon? Tamrin Le, as we say to him, Kehichad Isram Ludach, Isram Minam El Chavrich, that just like you placed your items in this spot, there were others that also had their items in this area, and therefore Mokim is not a simon, as we explained. And the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, we have another version where Mori was not talking about a Raks in Har, and instead he was talking about the din of Rabbah that Mokim Loyav a simon. And according to this version, Rav Mari stated, my time Amr Rabbanan Mokim Loyav a simon. That why is it that Rabbanan stated that Mokim is not a simon? And some actually agrees, my time Demad Omar Mokim Loyav a simon. As it's not that Rabbanan said this, as it was only according to Rabbah that he holds Mokim is not a simon. And Rav Mari explains that Rina Le, because we say to him, Kehichad Isram Ludutcha Hai Mokim Isram Inam Lechavrich Hai Mokim, that just like you placed your item in this place, others also may have placed their item in this Mokim, and therefore Mokim is not a simon. And Rashi says, Nafkamina, da filu kivim va'oma, mokim eshav mesuyim lo yav a simon, that even if he would say, I placed it in the exact spot, that itself is not a simon. The Gemara continues, Ahu gavra, de ashkach kufra be matzarta, there was a person that found a barrel or pitch next to the area where they were pressing wine and they were pressing olives, also kamedu rav, and it came in front of rav, amale, zil shkal nafshech, and he said, you could take it for yourself and you don't have to return it, chazi da v'kam chasim, but l'maisa, rav saw that this person wasn't happy with his psak, and Rashi says, loshin lo sachsim, it comes from loshin of lo sachsim sharbidishai, they came muzzle an animal, megam gimudava v'libay naifai, that he was uncertain with Rav's psak, and he didn't want to take it, and Rav wanted to show this person how certain he was with the psak, that number one, there was no simon, and number two, that the mokum is not considered simon, and therefore amale, Rav said to him, zil plugle l'chia bri minei, that go take part of this item that you found, and go and split it with my son Chia, and the Gemara asked, leimikas of Rav, mokum lo yav a simon, let us say that Rav said this because he holds that Mokim is not a simon as we explained, and the Gemara responds, Rav Abba, Rav Abba says that it's not a raya that Rav holds that Mokim lo yav a simon. The reason why Rav said that this person could take it is Mishum Yish Bailam Nagabah is based on a standard case of Yish, the Chazir Katche Bechalfi, that since Rav saw that there were thorns that were growing in this Zephes and in this tar, therefore he realized that this was sitting here for a long time, and it must be that the owner was already Miyayish, and therefore it's not even a case of Yish Lemidas, and it's a case of Yish Midas, and that's why Rav Paskin, that the person that found it, could keep it. And let's keep in mind that Rav did not say that I would split it with you, and instead he said that my son Chia would split it with you, and L'chari, that is because a Dayan himself should not get any Hanah from a Psak that he makes, and that's why Rav specifically said that he should go and split it with my son Chia, and we'll stop over here.